as Massachusetts U.S. Senate candidates try to get your attention before the primary just 15 days from now, a word you'll hear over and over again is jobs. One area where the candidates differ is whether to support a second stimulus package. WBUR's Kurt Nikisch spoke with the candidates about that and has this story.
The first stimulus was supposed to wake up the economy. But the economy is in such a slumber, the stimulus may not have been set loud enough. At least that's what Northeastern University economist Andrew Sum says.
We've not done as good a job with the stimulus as we could have. It's not been very well targeted. It's not been very transparent.
With the economy basically hitting snooze, the question facing Congress, let it wake up on its own or give it another buzz? Of all the candidates, Democrat Alan Casey wants to turn it up the loudest.
I believe we need an aggressive jobs program.
Casey wants tax cuts to spur businesses to hire and invest. He also wants a slew of stimulus spending, like more national service jobs for college grads. But other candidates say Casey has it all wrong.
I'm definitely against a second stimulus.
That's Republican Jack E. Robinson.
The only thing the stimulus stimulated, unfortunately, was the government. The only way to create jobs is to stimulate the private sector.
So Robinson's idea is to drop the capital gains tax next year to coax companies into spending more on property and equipment. His Republican primary opponent, State Senator Scott Brown, wants to keep the tax code where it is by making President Bush's tax cuts permanent. Brown does not want more stimulus spending.
In Massachusetts, we're 49th out of 50 in actually releasing the money. So why would we do another stimulus when we haven't even done the first one?
I'm not ruling out a stimulus, too.
But Attorney General Martha Coakley, a Democrat, is also not ruling in a second stimulus either.
I would want to make sure before we use dollars that we would see what worked or didn't on stimulus one, particularly in Massachusetts.
Like Coakley, Democrat Steve Pagliuca is noncommittal about a second round.
The concern on a second stimulus is we already have a national debt of over $12 trillion. So that's a scary number.
What Pagliuca wants to do is take money from the first stimulus that hasn't been spent yet and put those couple hundred billion dollars more directly toward job training and creation. But Democrat Mike Capuano says the first stimulus is saving more jobs than people realize, even if it's not creating many. Capuano did, after all, vote for it. He is a congressman, and he says he'd vote for a second.
The next one probably won't be called stimulus because this one has kind of a bad name, but whatever they come up with, that's fine. I'll use whatever term they want, but if it creates jobs, I'll be for it.
So let's go back to the analogy of stimulus spending as an alarm clock that jolts the economy awake. Two Senate candidates, both Democrats, want to set the alarm again, Mike Capuano and Alan Casey, who wants to turn it up. The two Republicans, Scott Brown and Jack E. Robinson, want to turn it off, saying it's too expensive and doesn't really work. And then Democrats Steve Pagliuca and Martha Coakley are iffy about setting it again. They're going to sleep on it. For WBUR, I'm Kurt Nikisch.